Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. Well, the CDC has declined to implement a testing requirement to its new isolation guidelines and is considering the FDA's recommendation to approve Pfizer's booster for 12 to 15-year-olds as cases continue to surge. Here to help us discuss that is Dr. Brian Garibaldi, Johns Hopkins Biocontainment Unit Medical Director. Thank you, sir, so much for being with us today. As I just mentioned, the CDC is looking at approving this booster for adolescents. But I'm wondering, does it come soon enough? Because hospitalizations among children is skyrocketing more than ever so in the pandemic. And all these kids are now back in school in classrooms with 20, 30, 35 kids. Could they be bringing this virus home to us? Is it the best time for them to be in school? And is this booster coming a little bit too late?
Well, I think the booster is going to help reduce the likelihood that kids will have symptomatic infection. What will probably help just as much, if not more, will be to get the number of children who are eligible to be vaccinated but haven't yet been vaccinated to get vaccinated in the first place. I think that still continues to be an issue in our country, our ability to get vaccines to people who are eligible, convincing them that this is the right thing to do for their health and for the health of those around them. I also think we need to really be looking at what we know still works. I know there's been a lot of discussion in the media about what types of masks we are wearing, but wearing masks do help, particularly if they're tight-fitted masks, even if they're cloth masks. And so I think looking at the policies we have in place to try to protect kids, even those who are vaccinated, they should be wearing masks in schools right now. And I think we need to try to get that message out and convince people that this is something that's worthwhile to do.
Doctor, I want to stick with schools for a minute because we saw what happened in Chicago, right? The teachers union there saying that they don't feel safe in school and they just decided they're going to stop in-person learning. We still don't know what Chicago is going to do longer term with kids there, but at least for today, they don't have school. Here where we are in New York City, our new mayor, Eric Adams, insists that school is the safest place for kids to be and he's going to keep these public schools open. What's your thought on that? I mean, are our kids safer in schools? And if so, why?
Well, I think the key right now is to be able to get kids in school wearing masks, get kids who are eligible to be vaccinated to get vaccinated. And then we need to be doing testing. We need to understand where the virus is. We need to understand, if someone's positive, they probably shouldn't be going to school. We need to have systems in place where we can recognize when someone's symptomatic and make sure that, families have the support and the ability to provide online education for kids who are inevitably going to get sick and have to be out of school. But I think we can have kids in school safely if we implement widespread masking, if we, encourage widespread vaccination.
And then, Doctor, I want to stay on the topic of kids. Dr. Fauci actually bringing up the subject of kids younger than 5 being vaccinated. I want you to take a listen and then get your reaction on the other side of this.
What about kids from 6 months to 5 years? Those studies are ongoing now to get the right dosage regimen to get to where we want to be. And likely, the clinical trial are ongoing and in individuals less than 5 years. Hopefully, in the first half, hopefully towards the earlier part of the first half, we may have some information so that we can vaccinate children of that age.
And Doctor, what's your reaction? Do you see them coming down the pipeline, in the not too distant future?
Well, I think we're going to have data from the trials in the next couple of months. Hopefully with the additional dose that has been implemented with the Pfizer vaccine for young kids less than 5, we'll see the type of immune response that we have seen with the adolescent vaccines and with the adult vaccines. And I think if that's the case, then the vaccines will get their emergency use authorization forward for those kids.
Doctor, we keep hearing about testing. I think there's a lot of confusion around testing right now. Do you think that really is going to be our way out of this pandemic? And also just wondering your thoughts on what the CDC is saying or perhaps not saying about that shortened amount of time that you might need to quarantine if you're asymptomatic. They're saying if you're positive and asymptomatic, you can head back out after 5 days, even without a test. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that there are so many factors that go into these decisions, and the information is changing, very, very rapidly. There are some bright spots here. It does look so far that on average, people who get infected with the Omicron variant, which is now probably more than 95% of all infections in the U.S., it does seem like the likelihood of developing severe illness is less. Part of that is due to the number of people who are vaccinated, and vaccines are protecting people from getting severe illness. But part of it is probably something about this new variant that doesn't cause as severe disease. So, you know, I think that's something that has to be taken into consideration when we look at the sort of the risk benefit of having so many people not being able to return to the workforce and to be able to return to you know, their jobs that keep the economy and the country running. You know, we've seen how many thousands of airline flights that have been canceled because of call outs due to COVID. So I think it's a real balance between the practicality of keeping the country running and also that risk benefit. It is true that the majority of infections occur within, you know, the first 48 hours of developing symptoms. And so by day five, if your symptoms are resolving or if you're asymptomatic, it's very unlikely that you're going to pass the virus on to someone else. It's not zero, which is why the CDC has been very careful to recommend masking for those individuals if they are going to be going out into public before that 10-day period. The issue of testing is really complicated. Number one, if you do a PCR test on someone at day five of their illness, it's going to be positive, even if they're no longer transmitting infectious virus. The PCR tests are so good at detecting residual mRNA or RNA from these viruses that you're going to be almost everyone's going to be positive if you did a PCR at day five. So PCR testing is not going to be an option. The rapid tests, you are going to have some people who are still going to test positive, but it's still unclear if those patients are going to be able to transmit the virus. So I think this is a practical and pragmatic approach to trying to get people back into the economy to keep the country running. But if you're going to not test and you're going to go out at day six, you know, I really think it should be going out if you have something urgent that needs to be done and you need to be wearing a mask. You know, I feel very comfortable with that policy here in the hospital. If someone is coming back to work and they were positive and they're at 5 days, we need staff. And if we're masking up appropriately and doing the things that we need to do to prevent infection, I think it's safe for us to do that. But you know, people need to be mindful about what they're doing. You know, this is not the time to go to the movie theater on day six. I think that would be a bad idea. But if you have to go to the store to get something that you need for your family, put on a mask. As long as you're feeling better, I think it should be okay. But it's definitely a risk-benefit analysis that goes into that.
All right. We will have to leave it there. Definitely an ongoing situation. Dr. Brian Garibaldi, Johns Hopkins Biocontainment Unit Medical Director, thank you so much for your time today.